to review the problem, okay? Problem, I'm simplifying a bit, okay? But basically, you have a, if you have an animal which is born, whose mother, okay, let's see, here's the basic facts. A behema, a sat is a behema, a goat or whatever, is chaya v'matanos. A chaya, let's say a tzvi, a deer, is not chaya v'matanos. Let's say you have a baby born to a female goat and a male tzvi, a male deer. Is it chaya or not? So it's like a half breed, 50-50. So there's three possible solutions. One possible solution is it's bottom. Because he said the Torah says sa. Sa is not a mitzvah sa. Mitzvah is a partial sa. That's not sa. Sa is sa. Sa is 100%. That's one possibility. That's Rabbi Elazar. The other possibility is no. Sa is even mitzvah sa. Even mitzvah counts as sa. Okay. Within that, you could break it down further. Okay, fine. Even mitzvah counts as sa. And therefore what? Therefore you say he's chayiv 100%. He's chayiv 100%. Or you say, no, it's mikdash, fine, but what about the other mikdash? So the resolution is it's chayav 50%. Okay? So you basically have potter, or Lazarus potter, both chachamim are chayav. But it's a debate within the chachamim. You say chayav is a chayav 50 or chayav 100? Okay?
No one says fully.
Oh, no, someone says fully. If it's in chayav, there's a split of 100% or 50%.
Okay?
Okay? Right. I mean, I'm leaving out the Choshen Zerav thing, whatever. But this is essentially, it's not 100% factually true. But you know, I'm just simplifying the question is of these facts. The basic what it revolves around in the Gemara is when it says sa, I'm sure I'm sa, right? Then you have to give Zerul Chaim. Does sa include Miktsasa? Or do you say seva feel mix a selom? You don't say that. Okay, so Shmuel says so far. Let's say we have two sides, I think, which are presumably these are two sides from the Gemara. One side says that. How did you find the first side? Se is the identity. Is that what you said?
Yeah, shame se.
Yeah, the shame. The sha is the shame of the animal. It's an identity. An animal whose identity is sa. Right? That's his definition. He'll say his definition. His definition is sa. That's his chayiv. Every animal has a definition. Right? The sa's definition is sa. The shor's tzvi's definition is tzvi. Crossbreed's definition is a hybrid. Right? There's such a thing as a compound definition. You can't define it as a sa, can't define it as a tzvi, can't define it as both. It's a crossbreed, it's a hybrid, there's such a thing. That's a type of an entity, right? That's a type of an entity, right? So that's its definition. But is its definition behema? No. Its definition is a mix. So the definition of an entity whose definition is sa, is behema, is type of matanos. Right? That's its essence. Its essence, its definition. What is it? Right? What is it? Right? How would Plato define his essence? Right? What's his definition? So you don't say sa, v'lo mixos sa. That's not mixos sa. That's not sa. Sa is a definition. Once it's mixos, that's not the thing. Right? It's not the thing. Okay. Or do you say sa isn't the definition of the thing, but sa is a property? A quality, a characteristic, right? Seyas, right? Like Dosa says, seyas, goatness, right? And he's making it a word, right? But I don't know if the word existed before Dosa, so maybe it did. But you know, the goatness, behemoness,
Capri too,
domesticatedness, behemoness. Okay, so it's a property. There's a property of right, domestication, maybe something like that, right? It's a property of sayas, and the property, an animal which has that property, is chayev matanos. So the property is the mechayev. It's you have an animal, you want a is a chayev. Well, does it have that property of sayas? Right? Every animal has different characteristics, and animals which have the property of shor are chayev. Those don't aren't. So here you say, well, does it have the property? The answer is b'miktsas. Miktsasa. It has the property, so to speak, it's easy to, you know, to live on a farm, but every so often it runs away. Becomes wild. Whatever it is. It does certain things like a sa, it does other things not like a sa. Whatever, right? I mean, whatever you want to work it out genetically, practically, whatever. But that's, it's a mix. It is a mix, and it has properties of both. It's a properties of both. But I don't have to get into the genetics and the, you know, the biology of the thing, but that's just, since choshen zera, basically both factor in. So therefore its status, properties, is the properties of both. And therefore it's a miktosa. So if the property is the mechayev, so now it partakes of the property of the miktosa, it's going to be the miktosa mechayev. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. How could it be a chayev 100%? It doesn't make any sense. Miktosa, fine. The miktosa says is mechayev, and it's miktosa. So it has that property. But you can't be mechayev the whole thing. The Kohen will say, what do you mean? But what about the other miktosa? Or the Yisrael, I'm sorry, will say, what are the other miktosas? The other miktosas it doesn't have, so you can't just pretend it has the quality in the same way as a regular purebred has the quality. It has a quality in a miktosas type of a Y. So the way it resolves itself in the Dinei Mamonos is going to be a split, 50-50. And I mean, you don't go into looking about, you know, analyzing, bringing it to a vet and try to figure out what percentage it is. Halachically, it just becomes a 50-50. So it has a property, doesn't have a property, it's a miktosas. A miktosas is a 50, cholkim, whatever, that's the way to resolve it. 50% of matanas go to the coin, 50% don't. Right? So the question is, what's the middle of the last side? Right? What's the last side? Then you say Seraphim makes a sab, but it's mechayev in the full matanas.
If it has the property,
sounds like descriptively, Shmuel said it has the property, then it's chayev fully. But what's the mechanism of that? If you say the property is a mechayev, so then it's showing mechayev miktsas. You say just no property, then it is chayev 100%. That's like a sentence which is describing the thing, but it's not really, it's describing the result, but it's not really getting down the underlying mechanism. What's the sense of that? That's the rule. It works to describe the results, but it's not. Conceptually, the Gemara seems to have a point. It seems like you need a new idea, or at least to tweak this idea in a way that it's, you know, could produce that result. I'm just thinking, I mean, it's not as far yet, but sometimes, like, putting it in terms that you can relate to it makes it a little bit easier, you know? I think it does. Maybe it doesn't. If it doesn't help you, then fine. But, it's like citizenship. Let's say there's some right, tax benefit given to American citizens. Right? I mean, you can really have this question. This is a real life thing, you know? Presumably there exists such a thing, right? So now let's say you have someone whose father is American, his mother is Israeli. Something like that, you know? So he's like a dual citizen or whatever, right? There's such a thing like that, dual citizenship, or, right? Whatever that is. So you say, does he get this benefit? Is he an American? Americans get the thing. So what's his deal? Right? You could imagine all three possibilities, I think. You say, that's not American. It's a mix. American means a pure American. This guy's a mix. Or you could say, no, he has a characteristic of being American. Look, he's a little bit of Israeli, a little bit American. Fine, so he'll get it halfway. Or you say, nah, that's also American, not Israeli, whatever. Right? So, this is the reason why the mashal I think is helpful. Because in this example, it sounds very compelling to say he'd get the tax break. Because he's American. He's a dual citizen. Look, he's fully American, he's fully Israeli somehow. Doesn't, right? That's probably your intuition in this case and say you'd give the guy the break. But that's this side. But there, intuitively, it makes sense. So now, in our case, intuitively, it didn't make sense. So it must be there's some category. Now you just have to define your intuition. You know, but now you're dealing with something which you have a, you know, actually you could grab hold of, and now you just have to define it, as opposed to looking for something which just seems strange to you. It's easier to do that. You know, you just have to get in touch with your intuition now, as opposed to getting in touch with something which doesn't make sense to you. So it's helpful. I think it's helpful. Because now defend that. I'll tell you, what do you mean? He's American. He's not American. He's a split. So you'll say, well, he's a dual citizen. He's both. I'll say, what do you mean both? That doesn't make sense. But you'll say, no, it does, because... Another example, I think, right? So another example is if your job is a waitress and a nurse. So what does that mean? I guess she's a nurse in the day and a waitress at night. I don't know, whatever, right? So, but she's a nurse and she's a waitress. So which one is she? So, like what Matt said, it's true. It's not your definition. because it's your definition, you can't be defined as two things. But you are a nurse and a waitress at the same time, because it's not just like a property. You have a characteristic of nurseness, or, you know. I don't think so, right? You say you're a nurse and you're a waitress. What are you? So what? That's another example. It seems to be like this case of the citizen. You're an American. You're an Israeli. You're a nurse. You're a waitress. So the reason I give another example is because we have to get to the unifying underlying idea, which is these two have in common. When you have two examples, you kind of are prevented from getting caught on a particular of the case. And now you have to get what's the underlying idea, you know? So again, we're feeling this intuition that we had sense of the thing, we just have to kind of give it Okay, so what I'm thinking is this. Sorry, Sammy, but it's a shame. Okay? It's a shame. A shame is like, and I think there's a difference between, maybe chalos. There's, you know, you said chalos. Chalos, shame. I don't know. But there's a difference between like an essence, a definition, and a shame. A shame thing is like a label. You know, it's like a label that you put on a guy. He's an American. It doesn't mean his definition is it, but he has the status. It's a status. It's a shame. It's a label. You could call him American. He fits the rules that America will stamp him, give him the status. It'll give him a shame. But you could have a lot of shame laws. Just because you have one shame doesn't mean you can't have... You could have a lot of different shame laws. You could be a waitress. You could be a nurse. You could be this. You could be that. Shame laws aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. Certain shame laws are, but the shame is like... shame exists in its own right, and it's a status. The definition, an essence... You can't, because essence means that is what you are, nothing else. You know, that's part of, it's your whole ma'os. So you can't have your two essences. If your two essences, they conflict, then you become a hybrid. But a shame just means that you have a label. I guess that's what you mean, like a relationship. It relates to you. It's not your definition. It's put on top of you. It's a status that you get. It's a status. But it's not a characteristic or a quality. A quality is... It's not, see, a label, and I guess that's the point. There's like a quality lends, or a characteristic lends itself to fit the split. And that's here your point. It's like quality, it's like it lends itself to being split. If you have two qualities, different qualities, they'll split up, and you'll partake of each one b'miktzas, you know? But a shame is just a label. So you can, it's a status. It's just slapped onto you. It's not, maybe you could define it better. But in a shame, it could, two things could just coexist. You have both of them at the same time. Yeah, that could be, maybe we get that a little clear why that is, but I think that's true. The fine difference between shame and equality. Quality, it's like you exhibit certain features, so insofar as you have both of the opposite ones, so each one will impinge on the other. But a shame is just a label. So you could give them two labels. So fine, so here's the label. This will get tax breaks in both countries. Or a waitress, she has the label of being a waitress. She identifies herself as being a waitress. She is, you know, in certain times it comes up to say, oh yeah, I'm a waitress, give me a treat like a waitress. And other times it's, she'll say, depends on the context, you care about them.
How would you translate essence or quality or whatever the opposite of shame would be?
Well, there's three things. There's the essence, which is that it has to be, then it's a hybrid. Its essence is it's a hybrid.
Right.
Then you have its shame.
Both this,
its identity is right. It has its status. It has a status of both. It's a status of a dual citizenship. It's simultaneously an American, simultaneously an Israeli. And then there's a characteristic, a quality in the animal. It exhibits. It partakes of both characteristics, and each one inhibits the other. Each one limits the other, because the quality means it's like a reality is the way it acts, and so far as it acts like a, it doesn't act like a, like a. But if you say that it's just a shame, so then through having either parent being a behema, it will get the shame behema. And either parent being chaya will get the shame chaya. So what is it? It has a shame behema and it has a shame chaya. So if set is a shame, then it's saying is even if it just has, even if it's not defined as it, I guess that's a rebo. Even if its definition is not sa, but it simply has a shame sa, that's also a chaya. That's also chayav. That's what he learns in the riboy. Imsa. It's like a riboy. Not only if it's definition, because he agrees it's such a thing a definition of sa, but saying even if it is, if it has the shame sa, that's a riboy chayav. Right? But then it's mibu kula. But if you say says of a feature, then you don't use Yosef Kosov, but then you're just going to be chayav 50. You know? You're right. The shame doesn't occur from excess, right? That is a huge point. Yeah, right. Right, exactly. You say you're half a waitress. It's a shame. It's a label which either attaches to you or doesn't. It's not right. But equality is like a summation of certain types of nihugim, or, you know, certain ways that you act or whatever. So it could exist from mixas. You could have the features. It's a summation of like a certain type of a description of the way you act, or, you know, maybe that's, I don't know if that's the definite, if that's intrinsic, or that's just the way it is in this case, but. It's like, maybe we can think of more examples of the quality where you could have the next qualities, you know? Yeah, maybe we can think of that. Yeah. Okay? So let's think about it. So assuming it's good, so then what we're going to do next time... it's worth thinking this over. I think this is a very interesting share, this whole thing, you know? To think over the methodology and the category. I mean, it's just interesting, you know? Kind of the process of getting definition, you know, it's like getting in touch with ideas and defining, and, you know, it's a good example of what, you know, what we do here, I think, you know, that the definitions. So like, we're not getting into why would it be, I mean, we're just defining, we're not getting at all into what's the idea behind it, but it's something you're satisfied now, so it doesn't really bother you anyway. Why should you say is, I don't know, it's just, you get the idea, the concept, the categories, and your mind is just, you know, satisfied, even though you don't know why it would do that or whatever. And saying, what does Torah mean by Sarah? What's the, right? Yeah. Okay, so assuming we're good, so then the next question is, what's the Havmina Maskana about Klayim? Right, the Havmina, the Im, is Im teaches you Yechayiv Klayim. They're both a set, both Behemoths. So you might think you're Potter, so you know Yechayiv Im for Klayim. Im. And then, what's the next? You'll see further in the Gemara, you'll see this little thing, Machalik, that if you think you're only Yechayiv if you Shech both the set and the Shah at the same time. And Kamash Malan or either one. That's just another M.
So one after the other?
Yeah, I think so. It's not clear, but I think so, right? Kamash Malan, so what kind of Havmina is that? That sounds a little bit off.